Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and they remind you that your spare change can make a big difference here in our community. Through their Sharing Change program, they've donated more than $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out more about how you could participate if you'd like, sharingchange.org. Well, we're going to be talking about the Child Advocacy Center today and a lot of the great things that are going on. We were talking Halloween and, you know, going as what? Halloween. You have a...
Halloween. My friends and I are dressing up like characters from SpongeBob.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to be Patrick.
You're going to be Patrick?
Yeah. Do not get that energy from me. Do I seem more like a SpongeBob? Or...
No. I was thinking more of the...
Gary the Sand?
Sandy.
Sandy. I'll take Sandy. Yeah. She's a go-getter.
Yeah, she is.
You do give star energy. So
thank you.
Patrick
star.
Is
star. Okay. Star. Yeah. I like that. What about you, Presley? Anything?
Well, this past weekend, we had one event we went to, and... me and my guy, we dressed up from E.T. So he was Elliot, and we had E.T. in a little basket, and I was Gertie. But for actual Halloween, I'm leaning towards Wednesday because I also have Thing, like the hand that can sit on my shoulder.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. That's one of the, I think it's a top five most popular costume this year.
I'm sure, because, you know, season two was amazing.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah. It's okay. Very good.
I haven't watched season one yet, but I'll have to.
You should.
Okay. I'll take your advice on that. So, and we just jumped right into the conversation. Krista Colwell, Presley Hosford, Child Advocacy Center, joining us today. My point about bringing that up, of course, we've got Halloween on Friday, but usually the holiday season starts before Halloween. I guess it's Hallowthankmas is what...
Someone said.
But Christmas stuff is already out, and that always means golf and Santa.
Golf and Santa. Yeah, so we're gearing up for our annual turkey tee off on November 8th. We're back in Smyrna again this year, so we're thrilled. We have Pat Kerr and Kenny Pipe as our presenting sponsor, and our tournament is just about full, so we're really excited to have an almost full tournament this year. I hope it's gonna be a great day. It's always a lot of fun. We have breakfast, coffee provided by Brasshorn, breakfast is by Whataburger, and then a Slick Pig lunch. So it's a real Rutherford County a real Rutherford County dream.
Yeah. Aren't there two sessions? Or no?
Not just this the year. Morning. Not just the morning. Just the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. So almost full, which means maybe a foursome or two still left?
Yeah, I think we have one team left.
Really?
Right now. Yeah.
That's nice to have that already done this early, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm thrilled about it, personally.
That, you know, I guess all the hard work is done, you know, once the teams start signing up, then that's getting everything together for the day of event.
Yeah, we've got a great committee, and they've been working on this tournament for, I think, as long as it's been around. And we, I think, have been meeting as a committee since May, or maybe just right after Hometown Heroes is pretty much when we start working on the golf tournament.
So really? That
just
early?
Just checking in and trying to recruit people. And yeah, and it pays off because look at us.
Yeah.
Almost full tournament.
Yeah, they're so proactive. We're very thankful for them.
Now, when you say you have... is it your advisory board, or is there a sort of specific board just for the turkey tee off?
Yeah, so they're volunteers. Only one of them is a board member.
Okay.
Hello, Chase fan, if you're out there listening and seeing this on our board report. We also have Chase Patterson and TJ Patterson. TJ works with Pat Carroll, and him and his family, the Patterson family, have been a longtime supporter of the CAC, and Chase as well, who works with MTE.
MTE.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The very Middle Tennessee Electric.
Yeah. I was thinking another fan. So, well, the turkey tee off, if someone hasn't been and they're a golf person or whatever, what makes this one stand out from others, do you think?
I think it's a great group of people. All the guys are always joking out on the course. We've got some fun games out on the course as well. So it's a very casual, fun tournament. We have every range of experience of golfers. And again, you get to hear a little bit about our mission and what we do, and every dollar that's going into your sponsorship team, into every tee sign, silent auction. It's all going back into our mission. But I think we're providing breakfast, lunch, and again, the guys are just having so much fun, and we have... just a lot of fun out there. And they let me and Presley drive the golf cart. So, yeah.
Well, I was going
to
say.
I think that's a fun sight to see.
If you want to see some laws broken at a golf tournament, you know, don't invite your police friends because I'm sure that they're ticket worthy. But
because yeah, the sheriff's office has a few teams in there, and we have yet to, we've made it through three tournaments now without a citation.
Well, you probably have a radar detector or something.
On the golf cart. Clock, so we're safe.
You're using Waze when it says pops up police ahead. So what day is that?
It's a Saturday. Two Saturdays from now.
November
8th.
Okay. Is it earlier?
Later.
Later.
Usually there's a big UT game next weekend.
Oh.
That's not the reason I pushed it, but some people on our committee are big UT fans. And so, and it's also Halloween this weekend. You know, we just had a lot of stuff going on this weekend. So for the greater good.
This is one of those weird years too, again, where after Thanksgiving, there are only five weekends until Christmas again.
I know, this year has flown by. And I can't believe we're already starting to talk about Christmas. And I was like, can we get through Halloween? But it doesn't work like that.
If you remember last year, how quickly it seemed after Thanksgiving, Christmas came around. Well, it's going to be the same this year. So the 8th on a Saturday. And Smyrna Golf Course, this is what, year two there? Or three?
This is our third year there.
Yes, third year.
Okay. That was
before then. I don't know what they were doing. Yeah. I've only been there 2 years.
Well, it's a great course there in Smyrna, so you'll enjoy that. So I'm online, I guess, cacrutherford.org. Can you find some info?
Yeah, just go to our events tab. And if you are a business or even just a family who wants to make a donation, we still have tea signs available. So it's a $50 sponsorship, and you get your name out there. And then folks, while they're playing, you can also have the opportunity to put a QR code for your business on that tea sign. So it's a great way to support our mission. Even if you're not a golfer, you just have a business and want to be a part of the event. You can also purchase a tea sign at cacrutherford.org.
Okay. Nice. So check that out if you're listening out there and want to help the mission of the Child Advocacy Center, which is, Presley, I'll let you, this is almost like it's Carista's time, right? You can talk a little Secret Santa.
Yeah. But,
what is that mission for the, I'm reminded by people who will, maybe they see me out with my shirt or whatnot, and they say, I moved into the community like a year ago or 2 years ago. And it's just amazing the number of people that we find that aren't aware of all the nonprofits and, and the work that's being done and the community. And so they try to search for that information and they find us for that. But for those listening who may not be aware of what the CAC does, why don't you remind us of that?
Yeah, of course. We are a local nonprofit and we investigate and prosecute child abuse cases. So that may be physical abuse, sexual abuse, or children inflicted by their parents' substance abuse. And our whole mission is to provide safety, justice, and healing, not just to these child victims, but to their family as well, the non-offending caregivers. And Christmas is a really magical time for us because anyone who has been a client of ours has the opportunity to be sponsored by someone in the community. And we love this because they are going through such a rough time. They are being impacted by such immense trauma that we feel like it's the least we can do to make this season a little bit more joyful, a little bit more bright, take some stress away. And so you have the opportunity to choose a family size you feel like you can handle. So it could range from a single mother and a child to a family of six. We really try to take care of everyone who's in the household, not just the child who came in for a forensic interview. And it is a really good way to get involved with our mission since we can't have volunteers actively see the children, right? Because of confidentiality. And so it's just a really great opportunity to bring some extra joy to their lives, even if it's just donating a gas card or a Walmart gift card. So then we can go shopping, or maybe the parents can use those gift cards to go get gifts for their kiddos.
Well, if you've ever seen these two on a golf cart, just imagine them shopping. So that could be dangerous. But no, seriously, the families themselves have been through such unimaginable trauma, and just to do something nice, I'm sure that just makes a big difference.
It really does, especially the guardians who are bringing their child in, they themselves usually have some unresolved trauma as well that we're focusing on and getting them the correct intervention services. And so it's not just for the kids. The adults really love it too.
Yeah, yeah. I would think that could be something that you do see a lot of. You know, if a child is brought in for an interview, maybe that parent or guardian or whomever that is helping that child through that maybe have gone through something that has been undisclosed themselves.
Oh, even. Definitely. Yeah, it's something that a lot of adults will take to their grave. And we have been seeing that adults who have been abused or have unresolved trauma, their child is 3 times more likely to experience abuse themselves.
Really?
Yes. Just
by
because,
that person or some
no,
other person?
Really? Just some other person, really, because we see that cycle of abuse continuing, not at the fault of the adult, but because they haven't had any therapy or healing services, they're kind of stuck in that fight or flight. And so maybe they're not fully equipped to recognize some of the warning signs going on.
That is kind of a shocking statistic.
It really is.
Statistic. Mm-hmm. So you call this Secret Santa, right?
Yes, Secret Santa.
I had just a brain moment there for a second. So I know it may be a little early, but if someone out there listening is maybe budgeting or thinking, I want to do something to give back at Christmas, you know, now's the time to actually just start thinking about that, I guess.
Oh, definitely. Especially if you do have a bigger family in mind. Again, even gift cards go such a long way. But we would love if you're interested to keep us in mind. Give us a call at 615-867-9000 and just see how you can help out a family this season.
So do you already have all of that together or when is about?
We're starting.
Okay, yes. You're starting.
But usually for our families, their pickup days are this year, the 11th and 12th of December.
Yeah, whatever that second week of that Thursday and Friday of the second weekend of December is our pickup day. Okay. And we're partnering again with First Baptist Church. So we have one day for all the families to come drop off the gifts and then we have families come pick up either that afternoon or the next day just so there's no overlap.
Yeah. So that's about a month after the turkey tee off or so.
Yeah, just about.
Yes.
Yeah. So you'll probably have names and all that kind of stuff together, you know, sometime in the next 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, I'd say.
Oh, definitely. Yes. And, you know, you could even call and be like, hey, I want to sponsor a mom with 2 kids. And then we'll probably have a client that fits that description, and then we'll just be in contact with you to see how best we can resolve that.
Are we talking, you know, dozens of families to help?
Oh my goodness, yes.
I think last year just our Secret Santa program, it was around 92 children and families that we served, like the total number of kids and folks that were given gifts by this program. And we also had some local businesses and churches do kind of like an angel tree, but we can do that as well. So if you have maybe like a lobby or something and want to, you know, kind of pull together to sponsor family, that's a great option for some smaller practices as well that I know Costco did, Carhartt did. Mm-hmm. And so it's really fun to run around and pick up all the gifts for a family of 6. Cause I know it's hard, you know, and holidays are hard on everybody, but if you're only able to do part of a family or maybe one child, we're welcoming monetary donations as well. And, allow folks to pull together. So just whatever makes the magic happen.
So you said First Baptist, which is it the...
On East Castle?
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
First Baptist on East Castle. Gotcha. All right. So, well, they're really good to pitch in and help and do good stuff here
in
our community.
Yeah. Because we definitely do not have the space at the CAC.
That is true. Hopefully we'll change that here.
Yes. Coming soon.
Coming soon. All right. Well, I appreciate you both being here with us today and it's fun. We'll check in with you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our friends from the Child Advocacy Center joining us here today on Rutherford Issues.